continuing patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
Okay, after that intro, I'm not too sure how to react, but as people can hear, we are live. We didn't go away and leave you, sadly. Since we weren't on the air for a while, decided to go on a different day because we were around and wanted to yell at you.
Actually, we just want to yell at you, BSV, personally.
I'll channel you yelling at the audience. You yell at me, I yell at audience. It
and the cycle
goes
of pain
somewhere.
Continues.
In Soviet Russia, audience yells at you.
But also in Soviet Russia, chairs are landmines.
And penises
your are house vaginas. Is your house is Soviet Russia?
Wow, that's quite the commute.
Well, I probably should actually get on topic, but
we do that already.
No topic or agenda.
That never happens.
Nah, I try to steer the ship somewhere directly. I don't know. It doesn't help when the person in command is always drunk. But okay. See, did manage to play some games while away, so first one, fun, the always known for causing lots and lots of pain and killing you lots of times. Dark Souls 2, the sequel to Demon's Souls.
Now what system is that on?
This one is on both the 360 and the PS3. Fortunately, it isn't on the PC, but have to make do when they don't release it on everything. But pretty much this one, it's a spiritual successor, so you don't need to play the first one to know what's going on this one. And also, the main part, this story is not really the main reason you play. Like I said, you die a lot, and that's mainly because it has some tough combat. And it likes to set up lots of traps and try to catch you off guard. So, for those who haven't played Demon's Souls, pretty much the combat's roughly the same on this. It have, well, you can equip weapons and shields and that in either your left or right hand. And pretty much you control the right with the right bumpers and the left with the left. So if you have a shield in your left, you hold it up and block with that, or with the left bumper. Then with weapons, you can, there's a weak and strong attack, depending on how fast. And yeah, pretty much, you can block, repel, all that. But every action in combat drains your stamina, goes down, your attacks get weak, and if you try to block, they break through your block and hit you, so have to kind of keep aware of what you're doing and can't just hit A to win.
That sounds boring then.
Yeah, I like being able to just tape a button down on the controller and walk away.
Yeah, where's the I win button?
In my pants.
No.
I should load up the winning sound effect. Hang
on. Again.
Here you go.
Winning.
But yeah, so And also, most enemies, even the weak ones, can be brutally boohob if you either aren't paying attention to what you're doing or get off or caught off guard. So even after you level up in that, this base monsters can still hurt you and easily kill you if they surround you or stab you in the back. And it's always fun when you're walking down a corridor and don't see that one monster as it puts a 5-foot blade through the back of your spine. Normally don't get up after that.
Says you. I recover from that all the time.
Yeah. So, like the first one, when you die, pretty much drop your souls, and also they added humanity. I'll cover that a little bit later, where you died. But you can retrieve that if you manage to get back to where you died. But
I mean, you can regain your humanity once you've lost it? What an interesting concept.
Well, you also gain humanity by slaughtering your enemies, so I don't know how much it's actually humanity. That's just what they call it.
Just yet another point system where they're trying to, you know, invent something else to call it other than points.
Something to make you feel good about killing others.
There you go.
Well, the souls you get for killing monsters and that you pretty much use as currency and XP, you can spend them at bonfires, which pretty much are respawn points and also refill your health, well, healing item. But, so, pretty much souls, XP / money, humanity actually can use to improve a bonfire or go back to being a regular human, since in this one, you start out as an imprisoned undead person.
Is there any benefit to becoming human again? Because I know in a lot of games, that's like a setback.
You get better stats and better drop rates. But if you're online, it invites people to invade. You're open to being invaded by other people. But you can also invite people to help you with bots or boss fights. So it's useful, but also dangerous. That and also makes you not look like a shriveled up corpse walking around. But, so as for the changes in this one, the first Demon Souls, it was more of a hub area where you went to, I think it was 5 different worlds. This one, it's all one solid area. So it's kind of has more of a Castlevania feel of a giant area with split up sections. So it is nice actually being able to run from one spot to the other, and instead of just, oh, I'm here now. Where was the other place related to this? Kind of feeling. So that I find as an improvement. The humanity part of turning you back to human is nice, since that can actually keep your stats boosted. Because they in Demon's Souls, they had a similar thing. It's just had a pretty much you reverted to a spirit when you died. But you could only turn back to being human after you fought a boss, which can be a bit tough and in between, so is nice having an extra way of undoing your undead state. So, let's see here.
I wonder what lore they're pulling that from, because generally once you're undead, you're kind of stuck that way until you, you know, just die.
Well, you're still undead, you're just not hallowed, as they refer to it.
Oh,
so you're
okay.
Still dead, you just look human.
And yeah, they're not really selling me on the whole concept of being dead, and then not dead, and then dead again.
It's just their thing with it. Pretty much the humanity's more because most of the stuff you are fighting is also undead. It's just they've lost their mind. So I don't know. But I still like it. The combat is very good, and like I said, can be quite brutal if you're not paying attention. Since I've been playing it for about over a week and only gotten through one of the smaller bosses. Haven't even really completed the first main goal. So, can take a while to start building stuff up. And also, I think the top level in the game is in the 130. So you can upgrade your character quite a bit. Also with the leveling stuff. It's the same in the first one where you can increase pretty much one of your stats by 1 point per level. So it pretty much your starting character, all it really matters for is your starting stats. So you can start out as a warrior, and if you change your mind, you can make them a dodgy thief or turn them into a spell caster. Also, you'd have to get spell equipment, but that you can unlock as you get further into the game, since pretty much when you start out there's not really too many merchants you can get access to, but unlocks as you get access to more stuff. And I shouldn't really say get access, because you can go into the areas you're not supposed to right away, like I did, and get really messed up. Because, one of the areas you can go into right away has just completely brutal monsters for a starting character, and the other has ghosts that can curse you and permanently reduce your health until you actually get to a point in the game that can undo curses. So if you wander that way, you can get screwed over for the first section of the game, which be a bit tough. And also with each character, it autosaves, so you can't really just go back to a previous save if you mess up badly. So, any of you have any opinions?
I haven't played the game, so all I can do is point out the silliness of, you know, collecting souls to become human again. It kind of seems the wrong way to go about it.
Well, you don't collect souls to become human. You use the souls to level up and sell to merchants.
Well, it sounds like an alright game, but it's probably... I didn't get into the first one, so I probably won't play the second.
Nah.
I don't play console games anymore.
That's buzz, very sick. I'm not a consoler, so not my cup of tea.
Nah.
Yep, same here. Sorry, buddy.
Just because it's on the console doesn't mean it's bad.
Yes, it does.
If it doesn't include WASD, it's a bad game.
But, yeah. Like I said, the combat is quite brutal, so if you do pick this up, expect to die a lot. And pretty much most people that have played the game will tell you the same thing. But, also, I haven't gotten to this point in the game, but one of the things they added to this, so later on you can join kind of a group in the game, which they actually, well, they, it's nine of them set up on the, what's the, that chart, the whole good, evil, lawful, and chaotic chart.
The Dungeons and Dragons alignments chart?
Yeah, alignments. Yeah. So, alignments really don't. They just kind of used it for a plot. Well, for plotting the groups out, but pretty much the main thing they used for is to change up online play. Because depending on which group you join, you're interact with other players differently. Like, one of them is you join and it'll occasionally ask you to pretty much invade another person's world when they're at a certain level. So you're pretty much, you and a group of other people will literally be the try to ambush a character as they trespass into the forest in the world. Other ones, there's one where if a character breaks the rules in their group and leaves, you get put on a list for one of the groups to pretty much get a bounty put on your head. Then there's, like, the chaotic evil is pretty much you're just there to kill everybody and steal their humanity. It just adds a bit change instead of, oh, I'm going to invade another person's world just to kill them. This one, well, this just adds more, like, there's one where you, the way of the dragon, which you go in two people's worlds that have dragon scales to steal them. And you give them to orphans to get stuff in the group. There's, I don't know, I just find it a bit more interesting than how he's have, like, well, the first one where it's, like I said, you just go in, kill them to turn back to human. Seems a bit more fun this way, and you can choose your group depending on what you want to do online. I don't know how you can exit them without getting put on the list for that one group, though. Haven't looked into that part. But, yeah. So far, if you like the first one, you'd pretty much like this one a lot, but... So, I recommend picking it up if you played the first one and liked it. If you want a challenge in medieval fantasy combat game, recommend looking into it either. Well, looking into it too. Alright. Let's see here. Really wish I grabbed water. And you guys aren't speaking much. Mock me while I take a breath.
Screw you, BSV. Go get a drink. Preferably booze. It helps.
There you go.
Let me make some change sound as I rumble around looking for pizza money.
Well, so I mean, shit, dude.
Are you ordering the pizza and hooker special?
Yeah.
I mean, shit, dude, none of us have played this game, and you're just going on and on and on about it. So it sounds like you enjoyed the game.
Yeah, I liked it. I just needed a breath is all. And I didn't want to just suddenly...
You don't get the breath! Do a show, now! Dance, monkey!
This dead air brought to you by...
Change in a box. More cheese than you can handle.
Do you want a musical interlude? We can grab something.
Life savings in a box.
I just needed...
There we go.
I just needed a
beer, BSV, be gone. Go get a beer so we can ridicule you.
We can hackle you while you're gone. Go away.
I'm fine now.
No, you're not. Lies.
Bullshit.
On the plus side, I've got enough loose change for pizza.
That's good. Well,
thankfully, your loose change contains like $2 coins. So it's not that hard to rifle through your couch and find pizza money.
The worst part about it is I open my wallet up to realize I still have more American script than I actually have Australian script on me.
I see you've been real, on top of getting to the bank and changing that back over.
Dude, at the price today, no way, man. Our market dropped so hard when I came back. It's not worth selling it. I'm hanging on to it.
He's just waiting for the price to go back up.
Playing the money markets.
Or the lazy markets.
Yeah, because I'm that 1% you fuckers are protesting against.
You mean you're not a lazy bum that doesn't do anything other than yell at people?
I want my free money. Give me my free money and free everything, because I'm a self-indulgent, whiny little cunt. Never done anything with their life. But anyway, this is BSV show, and I'm hijacking it. BSV takeaway.
Seeing that nobody else played this, see here, what else have I played? Picked up the Shadow of Colossus and Ico pack. I know you've been wanting to play it, are you? But don't know if anybody else either heard of it or played these games before.
I don't know if these guys have, but Shadow of the Colossus, bit of a background on it, was one of the most... intensive, what would you put it, console games ever, like really pushed the boundaries of the PS2 graphic wise and was absolutely spectacular visually for its day, and the storyline apparently is exceptional as well. But there was a limited release of 100,000 and I never got a copy, so I'm interested in playing the new updated PS3 version, and I'll get back to you at a later date when I've done that.
But yeah, from what I've played so far, graphics they've cleaned up a little bit. Again, the graphics were pretty good back then. It's just the machine didn't have that much power. So it's pretty much with the PlayStation 3, it runs a lot nicer. And that. But don't expect modern day graphics, but the style and look of everything is quite nice, and that. But as for the gameplay, those that don't know, pretty much Shadow of the Colossus has 16 enemies in total. All of them giant stone creatures that tower about the size of small skyscrapers, so pretty much main story from the beginning is pretty much brain's not working right now.
Need more beer.
Alcohol intake.
But yeah, pretty much I don't think it's your love, but your main character's love, but end up trying to bring this girl back to life. And pretty much, I don't know what the god or being is. In order for you to do this, wants you to kill the 16 Colossus is roaming the land.
I'm seeing a recurring theme in the games you're playing, BSV. Bringing the dead back to life.
It's a hobby.
See, most young serial killers just kill the cat and then let it rot. BSV kills and then tries to reanimate it.
It's a useful skill.
Useful. Yes, I can see that being quite useful.
So pretty much in the for the main part you wander the land and, like I said, hunt down and kill the Colossuses. Still don't know the plural for Colossus. Colossi?
Would it be? Yeah, I think it would be Colossi. I was just about to pull you up on that. I had to unmute the mic.
Sorry, I don't really use the word Colossus plural too much.
Well, on this side of the world, man, we need to use it. You don't want to be running one way and yelling, "Look out for the Colossus." And some dude turns around and there's three of them.
So pretty much fighting them, you have to literally climb up to them and or on top of them and while not being thrown off, pretty much stab them in weak spots.
Incredibly hard fucking process to do, from what I understand. Frustrating to the level of, I'd give this 9 out of 10 Smash Remotes.
Yeah. Well, I've only got into I think I'm on the 5th one. The first one was annoying since I was getting used to it. But, yeah. Each one is completely different so far from the other. And that really doesn't give you too much of a clue on what to do. Occasionally, if you're taking a while, not getting past a certain point, you'll hear the being that telling you to do this gives you a slight hint, but really doesn't tell you what to do. Like one of the ones I couldn't figure out by the hint is the armor is brittle, but it's 10-ton stone armor. Being brittle doesn't really make it weak against anything I can throw at that. So, yeah, it takes quite a while, bit of thinking to figure out what to do to get it onto them and get to the certain points. And like the one I'm currently on is a flying bird, which I'm not too sure how to even get to, since I can't really fly or make a giant catapult. So,
well, obviously you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah. So it's kind of a thing. Best way of thinking of the game is somewhat compact of platformer puzzle. Maybe the best way of describing the fights. But yeah. So definitely, if you missed out on the first one, recommend picking it up. Ico, I've only played the little bit of it back in the day. I haven't gotten around to playing the updated version of that, but that's more of a... pretty much the main thing of that is having to you rescue a girl and have to bring her safely through the dungeon she was in. So, not 100% sure, but I don't know, from what I could tell of the... I think it may kind of be the past and present of the shadow of the Colossus, but it just may be my mind playing tricks on me. I don't know that if they're actually linked at all.
I'd like to see a game maker break the mold from rescuing the princess to, not offending the homosexual community out there by rescue the gender non-specific person.
No.
The day will come when they will rewrite them. It'll be a non-gender specific person you'll be grabbing from the castle and running through the dungeon with.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You just say you never found the bitch. And you get lucky.
Yeah, that would be the issue, man. You do all this thing, you grab the princess, get her home, and she's a whiny cunt. Fuck that. Feed her to the dragon.
You mean after risking my life to save you, you're yelling at me? Well, I hope you can jump this lava pit, because I'm not putting the bridge back down.
Oh, you've never lived with a woman, have you, BSV? Yeah, you could, like, save her from being mugged in a car park. She'd get home, and she'd be bitching that you were too brutal on the guy for beating him up. He was only trying to mug me. You shouldn't have hit him so hard.
Yes. I'll show you exactly how hard I can hit unless you get your ass in the kitchen and make me a fucking sandwich.
Ooh.
Another one who hasn't worked with, ever lived with a woman. Yes, that picture is very related.
But one of the nice things is for the dual pack for this, though, is it's only $40 here for RU. I don't know what he's paying, but he normally has to sacrifice lives of others.
Yeah, at the moment it's retailing for $109, so no.
For the pack?
Yeah, for the pack.
Dang.
Because when you told me about it, I was like, yep, going down the game shop today, walked in, picked it up, went... Yeah, I'll be back in 3 to 4 months when it's like $40 or on special for half price, yeah.
I thought that was the price for your regular new releases.
That is the price for every new release is $109.
So even ones that they release cheaper at other places are always the starting price.
I'll give you an example. When Plants vs. Zombies came out, and it'd been online for, I think, 6 months, but actually made a hard copy to a game store. $109.
$109 for Plant vs. Zombies.
Yeah.
Fuck everything about your country.
Yeah.
This is why I don't console game anymore, man. They've priced me out of the market. They increase pirating by having this ridiculous, well, we have the prices so high so we can have an anti-pirating fund, so...
Yeah, that works.
I ain't paying $109 getting a game home like Dead Island and figure out that it's a complete piece of shit. Fuck everything about Dead Island.
Yeah.
I'm not a happy consumer when it comes to that. Like, they released... Can I have 5 minutes on Dead Island, BSV?
Go ahead.
All right, Dead Island. Great fucking game, man. Can't put it down, but also can't save my character correctly. It cannot save... It does a progressive save. That's its big fucking selling point, apparently. But if you're not online, it won't progressively save shit. And then if you are online, it'll just decide not to save shit when you go to turn it off. There is actually no... fucking save button. Like, you go into the menu, there is nothing. And even in the actual menu, like the actual booklet that the game came with, I went through that. There's absolutely no way to physically save where you are at any point in time. So you may do, well, my first game went for nearly 30 hours. As I pored through the book in my sleep-deprived state, trying to find the saved area, went, fuck... pulled the connection cable out and came back up to the PC, jumped online. How do I save Dead Island PS3? First thing I find is a forum saying you can't. It's a fuck up. But apparently they're going to release something next week that'll patch it. Wait for patch. Run patch. Wow. yeah, thank you for deleting my past games, and it still doesn't work, and now the background glitches out. You've actually broken the game. Thanks very much, fuckwits. Oh, look at that. 2 days later, another patch. Yeah, his game is stable again, but still no save file. Yeah, and at that point of 2 weeks of playing an incredibly awesome first-person zombie hack-and-slash game with great leveling up opportunities, a big, 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 something tree. Give me the words. Come on, someone.
Talent tree.
Yeah, like huge. You pretty much craft your character any way you want. And I can't bring myself to play it again because it just pisses me off. And I'm sick of games that you buy them off the shelf and you stick it in the console and console is out of date. Please insert, you know, internet. Fuck off. That's why I have a console, so I can go on, just sit there on my own and play. I don't want to be connected 24/7. Just let us play unconnected. That's all I have to say on that matter.
Yeah.
Shotgun. Dead Island had potential, and that game maker, I'll never buy another game off them. I don't care what they make. I don't care how many patches they throw at me. Give me my money back. Take your game back. I do not want to play it anymore, even though it's epic. You fucked up. You really ruined one of the greatest games of this year. So fuck you, PlayStation.
Yeah.
And Sony's getting hacked again. Sony's getting hacked again anyway, so, you know, yeah, screw off PlayStation.
Really don't get why they can't just have games where you can save it yourself and not have to be online 24/7.
Yeah, I'm sick of having to be connected for everything I do. Like,
but then how would they track you and make sure that you're not pirating the game without developing cloning technology so they can send a Sony representative home with you to make sure you're not copying that disc?
Well, they can send a Sony representative home with me as long as she's blonde. 5'8". It's consensual if I knock her out, isn't it?
She didn't say no.
Well, that's why you take her hand and have her sign the contract before.
Let me just get my gamer's ball and gag. Anyway, yeah. Ding dog, Steve Witch is dead. Who cares?
So, yeah.
Are we nearly done? I need a pizza.
I think it's about time to wrap up. So
all right, BSV, what games in the future are you going to be reviewing? What's coming out? I heard you're pretty excited about Saints Row.
Saints Row the Third, I plan to play since pretty much, but it's not really anything too unique, but the co-op of multiplayer in it is, at least in the second one, was made the game a lot nicer. It's pretty much arcadey Grand Theft Auto with the camp or the storyline you can play co-op through, which I don't know why other sandbox games don't do this. It would make a lot of sense, but these seem to be the only one that actually caught on to the cooperative story for a sandbox. Because sometimes just messing around in the world can get a bit repetitive. So do a unique mission, then go back to messing around in the world. Makes a lot better. Then, of course, there's Skyrim coming out on 11/11/11/11/11/11/11/11. Let's see.
I think you had some extra numbers in your date there.
I don't know. They just seem to like the 11. Which I don't mind since it's going to be on a Friday, so I have the whole weekend to play without having to, oh, I got a new game on Tuesday. I still have to work. Crap. So I guess I'll have to wait till Friday anyways. This I can get the game and not have to go anywhere or see sunlight for a whole 2.5 days. So, other than that, I Why don't other games release on Fridays? I don't know. But.
Just to piss you off.
Nah, I don't doubt it.
Anyway, I need a pizza. Wrap it up.
Oh, so. Don't know about having new reviews, but either be ranting about something with games or reviewing old stuff in the next couple weeks before November, but that's about it.